أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إناه ولكن إذا دعيتم فادخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث إن ذلكم كان يؤذي النبي فيستحيي منكم والله لا يستحيي من الحق وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن وما كان لكم أن تؤذوا رسول الله ولا أن تنكحوا أزواجه من بعده أبدا إن ذلكم كان عند الله عظيما إن تبدوا شيئا أو تخفوه فإن الله كان بكل شيء عليما لا جناح عليهن في آبائهن ولا أبنائهن ولا إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء إخوانهن ولا أبناء أخواتهن ولا نسائهن ولا ما ملكت أيمانهن واتقين الله إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Oh, you who believe, enter not the homes of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam until permission is granted to you for a meal, and not so early as to wait for its preparation. But when you are invited, then enter. And when you have eaten, then disperse. And don't make yourself familiar in conversations. This conduct annoys the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And being your host, he feels ashamed of telling you. But Allah ta'ala doesn't feel ashamed of saying the truth. And when you do ask them, these women in general, and the Azwaj Mutahharat in particular, when you ask them, ask women for anything, then do so, ask them from behind the screen. This will make for greater purity for your hearts and theirs. And it is not at all right for you to annoy the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hurt his feelings, nor is it permissible for you ever that you marry his widows after him. This, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a great sin, a great wrong. If you conceal anything or reveal it, then Allah ta'ala has full knowledge of all things. And really there is no wrong for women to appear before their fathers uncovered, not covering their faces, etc. So there is no, it's not wrong for them to appear before their fathers in this way, or their children, or their brothers' children, or their sisters' children, nor is it incorrect for them to appear before their own woman, that is, woman of the Muslim community. وَلَا مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. And similarly, it is permissible for them to appear in this manner before their slaves. But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah ta'ala is a witness over all things. Allah Ta'ala and His Malaika, they send salutations and special blessings upon the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or you who believe, you also send your special blessings and salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are the refined social etiquettes that the Quran teaches, and the world is in need of this type of refined social etiquettes and conduct, like it was in need of this in the past. It is in need of this same social conduct and etiquette presently. The first social conduct is that you don't enter a home without permission. You do not know what could be the condition of the inmates of the home, and you just barge in, force yourself in, and perhaps you invade their privacy. They feel embarrassed. So this is not refined manners. It is rude and being impolite. Number two, إِلَّا أَن يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ طَعَامٍ غَيْرَ نَازِرِينَ إِلَىٰ. So you have to enter, then enter with permission. And then if it is that you are invited to a meal, then you don't reach up the home of the meal long before it can be served, long before its preparation. So you are called at a certain time, you are called, for example, at 1 o'clock, and you go there around that time. But if you go there long in advance, before the meal can be prepared, then this inconveniences your host. Because on the one end, he has to arrange for your meals and see that all is prepared correctly. And then when you come up there, he has to show respect to you. So you confuse and you inconvenience the host thereby. So don't go long in advance of the preparation of the meal. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا دُعِيتُمْ فَادْخُلُوا فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ. So this is the second etiquette. One is you come in with permission. Number two, you don't go long in advance before the preparation. And number three, فَإِذَا طَعِمْتُمْ. When you have taken your meals, then disperse. You have done what you're supposed to be doing, you have accomplished. Now, if you're going to remain there, engage, and make yourself familiar in talk and discussions, then obviously your host is going to be inconvenienced. He may have some other duties, other responsibilities to see to, and you engage yourself in talk, make yourself familiar, then إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِ النَّبِيِّ. This conduct, it annoys the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it inconveniences him, and being your host, it is difficult for him to mention that to you. This happened at the time of the walima of Hazrat Zainab bint Jahsh radiyallahu anha. The Sahaba Kiram were invited, and some Sahaba Kiram remained, and they were making themselves familiar in talks and discussions. It was just a small little home. Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu anha is sitting in one corner of the home, her face facing towards the wall, and these people are discussing. So Nabi Sam had got up to leave the home so as to alarm them that this is not right conduct and she is being inconvenienced. And they didn't get the signal, so they remained. It's a long hadith, but the end of it is that then these verses were revealed. فَانْتَشْكِرُوا. When you have eaten, then disperse and don't engage in this type of talk. فَيَسْتَحْيِي مِنْكُمْ. Obviously, Nabi Sam is a man like yourselves. What makes things difficult for you, what is embarrassing for you, will also be hurtful to him as well. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا. But if you do have to ask the Azwaja Mutahharat in particular, women in general, for anything, then do so from behind a veil. So up till now, though women would remain separated from men, but it wasn't a duty for them to talk to men from behind a screen if there was a need for the same. They could speak to them so long as they are clad and clothed correctly. But from this point, they were commanded that if you talk to them, to strangers, then let it be from behind a screen, not a direct conversation. This law of parda and hijab was from the beginning of man. It isn't something new, something foreign to mankind. Rather, it was from the time of the creation of man. A woman or a man wants to conceal himself, he wants to cover himself, and this is natural within him. When Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, when they had eaten of the forbidden fruit, and their clothing had fallen off, and they began immediately to cover their bodies, the bodies that had become open and bare, now they began to patch the leaves of Jannat in order to cover themselves. So, covering the naked body is something that is natural in man, it isn't something that is unnatural. Similarly, for a woman not to integrate and mix up with men, it's also natural. It was always in women of nobility and respect, and they didn't mix up freely in a crowd of men. In all times, in all human history, when there was some nobility, some type of dignity, the woman won't just barge into a crowd of men, or a man will not just force himself into a crowd of women. But when the nobility, respect, and the little bit of dignified manners and etiquettes had left, then they didn't feel a barrier of entering. Again, we see in the Quran, the Shuayb alayhi salam's daughters, and they are not mixing up with the rest of the shepherds, not mixing up with the rest of the males. They are keeping their flocks away, completely away, not mixing up with the rest of the crowd. Until Musa alayhi salam sees this, and as a Nabi, it is natural in a Nabi to support the truth and to support the weak. Then he asks them, what's the problem? Why aren't you providing water for your flocks like the rest of the shepherds? And then they reply that it is not for us to mix with men, but it is a point of need. We wouldn't have left our homes, as women are required to remain in their homes. It isn't their place to gallivant the streets, go around freely. So it wasn't for us to be mixing up here, to be coming up out of the home. But what can we do? Abuna Shaykhun Kabir, our father is of advanced age, he can't do things, perhaps he is blind, and he can't do things. And the fires need to be kept burning, the home needs to be running. So who is going to do the chores of the household? So we are forced, because of circumstances, to leave the home. But that doesn't give us the license to mix up freely with men. Once they have taken their water and they have left, now will we provide water for our flocks? So mixing up, integrating, really wasn't the way of people of nobility of the past, people of respect, irrespective whether they were people of religion or not. But then the new systems and fashions people have become overwhelmed with, the systems of obscenity, immorality, shamelessness, was as though forced into people and humanity through the media, through the literature, through the education, through different ways. It made a man feel that this system, na'uzu billah, of parda and hijab, is a system that is outdated, and this system here seems to be more appealing. Not realizing that one glance is the poisonous arrow of shaitan. And when shaitan throws that arrow into that human heart, then it is very difficult for the effects of it to leave. Like most people that have gone to secular education or send their children, they must have been some experience with some girl in those integrated schools, and even 50 years after they have left schools, that stain of that glance, that poisonous arrow of shaitan, still affects their hearts. How true are the Mubarak wordings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a poisonous arrow, and that poison doesn't leave altogether. Some stain of that poisonous arrow remains within that heart. So therefore Nabi sallam says that that woman is supposed to be concealed, she is supposed to be leaving the home. قَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنْ, remain within the home. Yes, at the time of necessity, when she can't help it, like the daughters of Shuayb al-Islam, and there was nobody else to run the household chores, they were forced to leave the home. Not for a lavish life, not for a life of comfort and luxury, but they couldn't even see the basic necessities. Then, because of pressing circumstances, they had to leave the home. So, and then too, they didn't integrate, they didn't mix, they remained completely aloof from the rest of the crowd. So therefore the hadith says that that woman is supposed to be concealed. And when she leaves, then shaitan looks for ways to mislead men. Hence we see the corruption that has spread throughout the earth this day and time is on account of uncensored sensual pleasure or uncensored accumulation of wealth. If you just analyze, you will definitely come to this conclusion. There is some understanding, some type of reasoning and honesty in your analyzing. You will definitely come to this conclusion. It is uncensored sensual pleasure or uncensored accumulation of wealth that brings man all these problems, corruption, and the type of wrong that is spread out through the world. So Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the infinite wisdom of Allah Ta'ala and the compassion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He has shown us this is the standard. You maintain this and you will see peace and order. You depart from this, then you yourself has departed from peace and order. Now there must be corruption, problem, fights, controversies, all around you will find it. ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنْ. This will make for greater purity for your hearts as well as theirs. This address is being directed to the Sahaba-i-Kiram who were the purest of creation. We cannot imagine their hearts entertaining these type of thoughts. But they are also commanded that ذَلِكُمْ, you abstain, you remain in this manner. Observe that parda and hijab. This will make for greater purity for your hearts as well as for theirs.